I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I think that hopelessness takes form wherever we are. Like, I feel like the enemy, it's not just, you know, specific social issues that we deal with. But what I've understood is that fear is a massive tool the enemy uses to prevent people from discovering their potential. And not only, like, so let's take homelessness as an example. So fear is this blanket that covers homeless people, and it keeps us from them, which robs us of a relationship with someone who's different than us and mm-hmm. who has experienced great pain and suffering, but also has experienced some incredible faith-building situations as well. So it prevents us from them, and it also prevents them from us. Many of them actually could really use a friend that doesn't need something from them. So it actually, fear itself is a barrier that prevents this beautiful emergence of the kingdom of God. So, and, you know, you see in the life of Jesus, really this tenacious direction where he's constantly posturing himself in the place where it's the scariest for the disciples. He's always going to the other side of the lake, which is where those people live. Mm-hmm. We don't ever go there. You know, mm-hmm. he's always going to the border places where the lepers are and nobody goes there. He's always finding himself with the prostituted woman or the woman who's sick, or and the disciples are literally like confronting their fear almost every day when they follow Jesus. And I find the same is true with me, is that, you know, if you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to find yourself confronting fears. And what happens is, just like the disciples, these people go from commodities, sort of fear always commodifies people. So it's those people, mm-hmm. you know, those homeless people. And then when you actually go meet these homeless people, they're actually some of the nicest, kindest, most generous people you've ever met, you know?
No kidding.
And you think to yourself, what was I thinking? What was I afraid of? But the enemy just concocts this fear as a tool to separate us.
Do you think as Christians today we're addicted to comfort?
Well, I think it depends on who you're talking about. But in the West, like in America, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think comfort has become an idol for sure. Mm-hmm. And anything that kind of confronts our comfort, we resist. Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I can't talk to anybody, but I can talk to me.
Yeah.
Comfort is an idol in my life that I constantly have to confront. And the Lord's constantly saying, there will be nothing in front of me. So it's going to be your comfort or it's going to be obedience to me. And I have to make this decision sort of on a daily basis to follow Jesus or not.
Right. You know, it's when you're in line at the coffee shop and it's lasting more than 90 seconds, you're outraged. Yeah. What's going on up there?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so it's like, boy, we got our own problems.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.